Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening. I almost said my own name wrong. I almost said my own name wrong.
What were you going to say?
I don't even know what I said. If it was right or wrong, just call me that. But that's right. I got tired as I was asking.
Here's the thing. I didn't listen.
You know what I mean? Because
it's like it just becomes so automatic. I'm like, okay, it's our names, and
yeah,
we're moving
like,
on.
Snore, let's go.
Oh my God, your name is so long.
It really is long, yeah. And I'm sorry about that.
Yes, that's okay. Well, I think we all know it's Jesse Jalous and Claire Burns.
Thank you. I didn't mean to. What were you going to say?
I was going to say 1 week away from Portugal.
Well, happy 1 week away from Portugal. Happy mispronounce your own name day.
That's, I think, technically it. I think I did see, I just randomly looked up, not randomly, I actively searched the internet for it. What if there was any sort of holiday?
Ah.
And I saw that it was National Read a Roadmap Day. And I said,
no.
Well, isn't this appropriate? Because you know me, I love to study maps. I do.
Yeah, but I don't think we need a holiday for it. No offense.
Listen, we don't need a holiday for 99% of the things we have a holiday for.
I don't really. At this point, I think that people have just taken liberties and added to calendars things.
Well, I think so.
I don't. Who approves?
Who approves?
I want to know right now. Who approves?
And maybe we may be using the word holiday a little liberally.
Loosely.
Yeah. I think it may just be like National Day. You know what I mean? But there was
Happy
like
National
so
Day.
Many of them. I wonder if I still have them. Let me just read. Actually, let me
I'm
go.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm going to read you all the ones for April 6th, which is the day this is coming out. Okay. Day of Hope.
No.
National Acai Bowl Day. Or
No, I'm embarrassed. Acai. No one says it right. Acai,
no one
acai, acai.
No one knows.
Aso, asasa.
National Siamese Cat Day.
Every day is Cat Day. How dare you give it a
Siamese
day?
Siamese cat.
Well,
hey, get this.
What?
National Sorry Charlie Day. That doesn't make any sense.
Who? Yeah.
Sorry Charlie. A National Student Athlete Day. National Tartan Day. For those
okay,
of
student
us.
Student athlete day is every day, and every student athlete
day.
Knows that.
Oh,
okay.
This is exciting. National Teflon Day.
Wow. It's enough. This isn't approved by anybody.
I don't know. National Walking Day.
New
Beers Eve.
Okay. Well, that's a fun name.
It's at least a fun name. This is my favorite. My
Give
favorite
it.
Is. Plan your epitaph day.
What does that mean?
What goes on your tombstone?
Oh my God. See, that's like a funeral home that's like, we need to have
need a
holiday
a
to bring in business.
We need a day.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think if I wrote my own tombstone, I would say loving lover.
What a.
I would say. Great at blowjobs.
Wow, look at her. Toting.
No, I'm saying like you could say anything, right? It's like amazing athlete, like could fly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if I'm writing my own, you can't write your own. You can't write your own.
It's plan
That's
it.
Not right.
You know, like it's plan what it's going to be.
It's like think about your death today day. No. No.
That's me every
not
day.
Not today,
That's
Satan.
Me every
yeah,
day.
No. My answer to that is no.
Okay,
and
so
I'm sorry that I came in hot with the blowjobs.
You
jobs.
Did
I,
come in
I,
hot.
I just meant that like you could say anything on a tombstone and
it
to
was
me
off-putting.
Would be funny to say.
I'm
going to
say
sorry.
It was off-putting. I said, "Wow, she never says the words."
I know. And for someone who doesn't, you know why? Because I guess I think it's funny from the grave to make somebody sexually aroused and to give them nowhere to put it. Unless they want to put it on my tombstone. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
That someone would be like, oh, it's bird poop. Is it? Look at the consistency. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
That was a lot,
I'm coming
Jessie.
In hot.
You're coming in hot right now.
I'm not proud of it.
No. I don't think you should
I'm
be.
Not proud of it. It's a little, and I know that, and I'm sorry, but I thought it was funny, and then I heard myself,
yeah.
and I said.
It's one of those, like it's in the head, it's great.
In the, oh my God.
And I'm not even saying head as like a euphemism. I'm simply
saying. Where are we today? I'm saying she gave good head, and the head was good. And she's got a good head on her shoulders. And you know what? Those shoulders shimmy on down
shimmy,
to my
shimmy.
Kneecap.
Shimmy, shimmy. Oh, my God. That reminds me. I got a letter saying that my mammogram, right, that I had last week or a week before, I can't remember, came back perfectly normal. And they're happy to report that I do not have dense breast tissue, which means they saggy, baby.
Hey.
I know.
That's not what
I mean,
that
that's
means.
Not officially.
Is it? No.
But I used to. They're more dense when you're younger. And as they kind of loosen. Yeah.
You know what?
So anyhow.
If you put, I don't need your your feelings
she's
on the
hot.
Way my boobs are. I would be like, you know what? These boobs give great head. And that's all I have to say.
I can't. No.
I'm sorry. I don't know, Claire. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's cleanse the palate and give an update.
Yeah.
The biggest update.
Oh, what's happening?
Now, for those of you who listened last week, you said, this is so exciting. Claire's having her first Talkify date.
Do you remember I said, what's so great is that what a buildup we've had.
What a buildup. I
want to
say
almost five months. 5 months of a buildup. It's a solid five-ish months of buildup.
Yeah.
And we know the money. And we're not going
to
get into it.
We don't need to talk about the money.
Love is limitless.
It really.
And
it's
economically,
without limits.
But you can't limit it.
No. So I was starting to get excited yesterday afternoon. Like I showered. I was like, ooh, what kind of fun outfit or whatever.
Outfit.
I was getting so excited. And then I want to say that it was like 3 hours before the date.
That adds up.
I received a message from my matchmaker that my date had canceled because she wasn't feeling well. So here
and
we are.
What a letdown.
Again.
What a fucking letdown.
I said, okay.
Here's my thing. This person has now had an illness or been afraid of being ill.
So different.
This is
the problem.
Different.
I thought this is the person that I talked to the other matchmaker about, but then went silent for a while, which I don't know why,
I don't
whatever.
Like that.
So then I said, okay, well, I can't. I have a couple nights later this week to reschedule. Yeah. Of course, that does not work for them. And so now our date is scheduled for April 28th.
I'm exhausted and I'm scared for like dating after, because it's like, are you going to have to wait 3 weeks for the second date?
3 weeks, 3 months.
3 months, 5 months. Who's to say? I'm like, I don't have the time. I have face amnesia, and you know that.
No, yeah, you'll never.
I'll never find them again.
You'll never find them again. Absolutely not.
It's too much. Look at this buildup. You
I know.
Can't.
I know.
I mean, you can, and of course,
and I'm
you
doing
can,
it.
And you will,
but
and you shall.
But nonetheless, it was quite a letdown. Quite a letdown,
girl.
So I did. So then we talked, obviously, when I got that notification, and I was disappointed. And I had gone on the apps this weekend, and I had like a little interaction. And then I was like chatting with this one guy field for a little hooky up.
Let's take a moment.
Thank you.
Take a moment and just.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You know, you know that I want you out there swipping and swiping.
I know you do. I know
I do,
you
girl.
Do. If not for my own happiness, but for content.
For mine.
And I appreciate
for
that.
For the content.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So there was a little flirtation, a little back and forth, but nothing like crass, you know, but just like a little back and forth, a little fun. And then I said, hey, what about we meet up tomorrow night?
What if? Hear me out before anyone panics.
Excuse me. Put these threats into action. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And yeah. He disconnected from me.
A lot, but okay. I hear. Yeah.
So that's fun.
Sometimes on field, here's the thing. There's a lot of people on field or some people that are just there to chat.
Okay.
I think they can't. Some people are like, let's fucking meet. And then some people are like into cyber sex. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to disconnect.
Well, you don't have to disconnect, but it has happened to
me. No, I
know.
But I mean, it's still, I was like,
it's
I was
hurtful.
So proud of myself.
It's hurtful.
I was proud of myself. Because I can't.
Of yourself. You put yourself out there.
I have to limit the amount of people I talk to at once because I get overwhelmed. We already know I have a difficult time with messaging.
Of course,
so,
we all know that.
I was like, all right.
If you're new to the show, Claire doesn't like to talk to other people.
No, I don't. Unless it's in person.
Thank you.
But not
right.
on
You're
not
great
messaging.
In person.
And
not,
I'm good at
message.
Initiating. I'm horrible at responding.
Right. Which some would say initiating is really only step one. And after that, you would be responding.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm great at step one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. So today in therapy, I was telling her, and she was like, okay, well, how? Because I think yesterday when it was canceled, I was like so frustrated. I was like, okay, is this something like, what do I need to learn from this? And I was like, well, okay. I was excited to go on a date. And
yes,
then
bitch.
It was.
And yes,
she's
bitch.
Coming in hot, everybody. So I was thinking, like, is this forcing me to be more active in my pursuit? Like, but we know the whole reason I signed up for it is to get out of my own way. So then I was talking to my therapist this morning about my difficulties in responding. And it happens across the board. It happens, as we know.
Yes.
Texting, Instagram, emails, everything. I'm horrible at responding. But
you get overwhelmed.
I get overwhelmed. The good thing, thank God, the friends that I are still around, and thankfully those who are on Instagram and whatever.
Yeah.
There's a bit of forgiveness with me and an understanding that I am horrible. But I not communicating, not responding is actually hard. Like, it's not helping me at all, at least in general. But I mean, with dating, it prevents me from ever meeting anyone versus like just being a little rude in my response time. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never meet this person because then it's like, by the time I come back, people are annoyed. I'm the person that flakes. You know, I get it. But like, it is harming me. And as we
it's self-sabotage. It's a form of self-sabotage.
I started, she was like, because I've always dealt with this. It gets worse when I'm more isolated and depressed, which is obvious. But yes. Even when I'm excited one day, the next day, I'm too overwhelmed to go on. And it's interesting because we were talking about the other night about how you were like, don't think about it. Like, you just respond. I was like, that's not at all. And I remember a friend of mine, I had forgotten about this, and it's not all because of this, but I think this doesn't help. This didn't help. Years ago, 5 years ago maybe, my friend, who is a relationship person, who goes from relationship to relationship, she gets out of a relationship, she goes on the apps, the first guy she
dates,
she becomes she's in a relationship with him for 2 years.
Absolutely.
Same kind of thing. Same every time. So then was again 5 years ago, and she was like, okay, well, let me see what you're messaging. And okay, I think this was on Bumble at the time, which we know is an issue. But I had written very much like my kind of statement, right? Which could be a little more floral than most people.
I love absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
And she was like, that's a problem. It's too much. You're too much for these. She was like, just keep it so simple and then you could show them your personality in person. And I was like, So now you're telling me not to be myself when I'm messaging on these apps. And at the time, it was confirming a fear that I had, right?
Yes,
like it was confirming, like, am I too much? Is this too whatever?
And honestly, a fear that clearly she has too. The fact that that's obviously what she used, that's a fear that says I'm too much. I have to pretend to be or be a version for them.
For them. And it was it was much more about like trying to get them to like you versus showing them who you are to then see if you like them, you know, like, or
exactly. And by the way that both of us are, it's like we're going to turn a ton of people off. And
absolutely,
that's fine, because
that's fine.
We'll turn them off in person too. You'll come in, you know, hello, you're ready to go.
I'll
come in hot.
I'll show up
45
minutes
late. So you're saving yourself time, but
But it was so interesting because I think that was so.
That reaffirmed a fear.
It reaffirmed, and I didn't realize how deep and like how much that had kind of become a fact in my mind.
Yes.
And so we talked about that, and she was like, okay, how can we like release this? And I was like, honestly, identifying the fact, because now, A, I know that I want to always show who I am.
Yes.
And that doesn't matter if someone's going to reply or not. Like, I am
it's
going to
make
me.
Someone go, ooh, right? This is someone I really like.
Yeah. And now I know more about this friend of mine, and I know how she operates more in the dating world. And that's not how I want to operate. So,
no way.
It reminds me a little bit to be kind of silly, but also valid. It reminds me a little bit of auditioning, because it is, it's like for the longest time, as when you're auditioning for things, you want to be what they want you to be, right? So you're making assumptions. Yes. You're trying to like perform, you know, this is what I think they're looking for. But there's a switch finally where it's like, okay, I'm going to add
cause that's the best
to this.
Yeah.
It's my version of this. They may not like it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that's who I at least am bringing what I know to be true to the table. And so I think it's so much like I just had to remind myself of that this morning. So
100%.
Can you believe? So bless therapy.
It might have been a blessing then, even with the date, because it's like you want to come in. I used to like get dressed for them, you know, being like, what do I think they're going to want me to wear? Where it's like, I'm going to wear what the fuck I want to wear because I want to fucking wear it.
Exactly. And I think that's with, you know, age,
with anything.
Maturity,
I'd rather.
More,
but it's like it is. Because I think I was telling you, which I was like, I come in goofy, and if they can't handle that, great, because I'm going to be goofy. I came in talking about blowjobs tonight.
Apparently,
that's who I be.
That's who we are.
That's who I is. Like,
I don't know if
you'll
come in talking
goofy.
About blowjobs on the date.
Well, no. But I'm saying, it's like you're going to come in as yourself, and the more yourself and zany you can be, and if they can hear it, great. And if they don't like that, great.
That's great. Yeah. That's fine. But so very interesting. So then I went back on. I did reply to a couple people from this weekend. You know, who knows? But still, I was like, just get back on. You know, just it's no big deal. Reply.
Is this
reply?
On, which app? Yeah, just reply.
That was Hinge.
Oh, good for you, bitch.
I liked someone the other day on Hinge. And then I think I just quickly sent the like, and then I was like, damn it. I wish I had messaged something. But then, because that person I can't stop thinking about. So I'm like,
wow.
But anywho, so that's another, you know, evidence of needing just to communicate, to talk, to show yourself. All of
that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So anywho, so that's the status. Maybe, I mean, I won't have a Talkify date by next week, but maybe I'll have some sort of activity.
Absolutely.
Should I notify Talkify that I'm giving a real time assessment? How quickly?
Yeah,
do you
maybe
think
it'll
have a
make
date
them take you more that? Seriously.
I know, right? Stupid. Okay. Well,
whatever.
Anyway, this week I'm very excited. We get to talk Mr. Friend.
Mr. Friend.
So Jesse, give us a little update. Give us a background of him.
So I met him on Hinge.
Yes.
And I actually think that we had matched on some app like years ago. I don't know. But I matched with him on Hinge. And, you know, it's like you got to just kind of feel the give and take with someone.
Yeah.
At least on, like, they're taking a lead, they're taking an interest, and then like it doesn't take that long, at least, for them to be like, hey, want to grab a drink, or we should get a drink, or meet up, or whatever.
I'm familiar,
you know, the whole
I don't practice it, but I'm familiar with the process.
Right. So we meet up for a drink, and we're like, when I first met him, I'm like, this is like a great person. Like, I already am like, okay, felt the energy, felt really like at ease, although we were sitting next to each other at the bar, which doesn't put me at complete ease, but
it's tricky.
It's okay. There's nothing I can do. I mean, there was nothing I could do at the time, or I could have said something maybe, but I don't know.
You didn't.
I think it was anyhow, it doesn't matter. So anyhow, we were like, he became Mr. Friend. And the reason is, like, first of all, after, like, I don't know, a drink or something, he was like, hey, just like reading your energy. I feel like we're more friends. Like, do you think that's true? And I was like, yeah, like, great.
Yeah.
Totally.
When he said that, were you relieved or were you like, okay. Like, I could have seen either way, but now it's confirmed we're just friends.
I think so. I mean, a part of me was so taken aback with, like, I was impressed just because, like, yeah. I love someone who's, like, yeah, able to be that honest. Because ultimately, like, I guess I didn't really know
what you
how
were
I was
thinking,
feeling
yeah.
necessarily. Mm-hmm. But... And sometimes that happens, or at least it happens to me, where
it takes a little bit.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, those are the moments where you're like, maybe we're going to kiss and like, that'll change the way I view the person. Or like, maybe it's going to be an awkward end and then I'll be like, okay, I guess, you know, so it was like, wow. So he said that and I was like, yeah, totally. Right? Okay. And then we stayed like another hour and just like talked and hung out as friends.
I do love that.
We talked and hung out as friends. It was so cool. Like, especially because, I don't know. It makes me like, sometimes I miss like male energy in my life.
No, I get that. Yeah. That's why I listen to the Smartless podcast, because it's a bunch of dudes making fun of each other and it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes I miss having like guy friends or just even guys that I see on the occasion.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't see anyone on the occasion anymore.
I really
don't have to be deliberate with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was just this really nice like energy and we were just having like a ton of fun. And I mean, then I was like, gosh, you have to come on the podcast.
You simply must.
And he was so sweet and supportive about like even, you know, like that I have a podcast.
Yes.
And I mean, how could I not with just the way that I am?
I
but
know, right?
You know, sometimes you want to shock somebody. You really want to
come
in.
Did you tell
him
how many podcasts you had?
I don't remember. I don't remember, because most of the time when you say I have one about this, one about that, and
it's like
one about
boy.
Dating, they're like, uh-oh.
The dating. Let's talk about the dating one.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah, I mean, and I really was like, I think that he wants to be my friend. Like, I really think that we're going to be friends. Like, he has such great energy. He's such a nice person. And if you can believe it, he did grace us with his presence.
He sure did. And we're going to hear that. Yeah. In just a sec, I do want to say that after you got back from hanging out with him, you called me, you FaceTimed me, and you looked so happy. I was like, holy shit, what a night. And you were like, it was so much fun. Like, we got along so well. Like, it was great. And you were like, we're so complimentary about the evening and like how it went down. Yeah. So I just wanted to relay how lovely it was in real time. You were so excited.
I really was. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I think sometimes dating can wear you out and you can get jaded. And I think the thing I hate the most about dating, and I will say the word hate, okay?
Okay.
But it's the dishonesty of it. It's when I feel like people are being dishonest or like can't be honest or truthful. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of end up questioning your own emotions or the way that you recall an evening, you know?
Yeah.
So there's nothing I like more than somebody who just like makes things really clear and is honest about the way they feel. Like, you know, my feelings aren't hurt because I feel like the person respects me enough to tell me.
Yeah.
And then even says they like to hang out with me, that they want to keep doing it, that I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, I think before, I don't know. There was something so nice and refreshing about it. You know, we're in the same industry. I'm like, we could work together. Who knows? But it just made me feel great. And I was so excited because I was like, I really think he's going to like, you know, sometimes you say, let's stay friends and you both know.
Happen. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But like, even the fact that we stayed after and kept hanging out the tension was all gone because it was like, cool. We're just hanging out because we like each other.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
So it was beautiful.
I love it. Well, let's.
Thank you.
Get into it.
Yeah. Okay. This is very exciting. On the podcast, we have Mr. Friend, a.k.a., as he's known on the streets and to his friends and family, Alex.
On the streets.
And my friend.
Your friend.
Mr. Friend has arrived, Alex, from the streets.
I love that. Thank you for coming on, Alex.
Of course. I've become a recent fan. I listened to a bunch of your episodes over the weekend, and well, I am a fan.
We didn't scare him, Jesse. That's impressive.
No, I knew we couldn't. I knew we couldn't.
Well, we could.
Well, we have. We have in the past, but it's so rare. It's so rare.
I need to listen to more than like 4 episodes, maybe.
Maybe. Then, or maybe you're good.
You can hear us grow up if you want. We started as children and now we're women. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Such growth.
I listened to the 100th episode, which was a momentous achievement. That was an awesome episode. And I was like, wow, they've come far.
Thank you for identifying that.
Claire especially, because she at the beginning really was our
Jesse weaker
was
half. A concern at the very beginning.
Oh no.
We kid. Okay. So I want to hear about how you all met and get your perspective from things, right? And then how when you met up on the date, how that went. So let's go back. Let's see, you all met on Hinge, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hinge for the win.
Hinge for the win. That's what we keep saying.
That's what we keep saying.
Fingers are still crossed. Okay. Yeah. Now, what was there? So do you remember what drew you to Jesse? Was it a fun chit chat? Was it just like personality on the profile?
Well, she was very attractive, number one.
Good answer.
That's first and foremost. Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's a visual app. People can say what they want, but people are swiping left and right. Hinge, you can't swipe, but you're kind of swiping in a different way.
Yeah, right.
But what I really clicked with her was we found we both worked in production and did a lot of things in that world. And I always leap at the chance to converse with somebody who also works in production. And that was one of the things that attracted me to her off the bat. And she had like a fun energy in her messages. The personality was strong. And I was like, this could be a fun person to hang out with. So let's see.
Look at that. And were you sorely disappointed?
No.
I mean, it was catastrophic.
Catastrophic. I love it. Okay. So when you all met up, I forgot. Do you live semi close by or did she make you travel to her?
She made me travel so far, Claire.
Okay.
So far.
I knew. That's what she does. That's her M.O.
You live in Astoria.
You're close. Yeah.
I
got that from the context.
We live
sarcasm.
I'm just joshing.
Yes. Well, lucky for you, you live close.
Yeah, lucky for you, because regardless, you would
heard
be traveling.
About others' journeys.
Yeah.
On
of
the
course.
Podcast.
Of course. Okay, so how did you feel at the beginning of the date?
Yeah.
How did I feel at the beginning of the date? I walked in and we took a seats by the bar. Already she had this really intoxicating energy that was fun to be around in general.
Yes.
The conversation was easy with her and it flowed really nicely. And I didn't, sometimes you go on dates and conversation is very important on the date. Yeah. And this conversation was just, there was an ease to it. I don't know. I feel like I'm at a lack of words to completely.
No. That makes sense. Well,
but sometimes less is more. And I didn't feel intimidated. I didn't feel like I was intimidating her, and not in a bad way or good way, like it just was chill. Like she was a really chill person to be around and she had good energy.
Good energy. Let me ask you, this. Did she ask you questions about you?
She did ask me questions. Yeah.
There we go. Think... I'm just making sure.
Yeah. I think dating, a lot of times you're asking questions. You don't want to make it sound like an interview, but at the same time, like this is the first real time face to face. You're learning about the other person and the physical environment. So there's a tendency to ask questions and then try and like make jokes in between and flirt a little bit and then get back to questions. And I don't know.
For
it's
sure.
kind of like a rhythm.
It is. That,
yeah.
Sometimes there's no rhythm, though. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. So conversation is significant because sometimes when there's no rhythm, you know right away, like, oh, man, this date is not going to go to a second. I don't even want it to go to a second. I don't think she does either.
Right.
So it becomes like this whole thing. But I didn't feel any of that with her.
And then what was the moment that kind of that turned it to you're famous as you're known on the streets, Mr. Friend?
Mr. Friend was born that day it was towards the end of the date. The energy was a little bit different than like a date that we just described a few minutes ago, like talking about like how, you know, there's a chemistry, there's an energy there that's not necessarily overtly sexual or flirtatious, but there's a difference there between you're having a drink and you're just kind of chilling.
Right.
But there doesn't seem to quite be that connection that you thought might be there. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
And I guess I've had dates in the past where when I started dating more seriously years ago, I didn't always call that out. And, you know, you'd have the awkward hug or half hug outside the fucking bar. And you just would kind of know you're probably not going to see this person again, or you'll slowly fade out. You might talk about getting another date. You might not actually follow through. Both parties don't. Then it's like, okay, you're just ghosting each other. That's a fade, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're just being polite and going through the motions, but both of you have made that decision that we're not going to like audibly put out into the universe that, you know, this was fun. I wish you the best, but like, I think I just see us as a friend thing.
Yeah.
And when I was sitting there, I think I was getting the bill and I just kind of felt like she's really cool, but I don't think she's feeling me in the way that maybe I thought I wanted to. And I don't think that I'm feeling her maybe in the way that she might have thought that I was going to. And I just wanted to like vocalize that in a gentle, respectful way. And I hope I got that across. I think I did.
Well, I think you did. You're here today.
It was the best.
Well,
I mean,
so to make it happen, so that we're all even playing field here, Jesse, I want you to tell us from your perspective how the beginning of the date was and then when that moment happened. Like how you felt about that.
Well, so it was really crazy because I felt like but I just felt like when we first met, I was like, this is like going to be fun. I just knew it was going to be fun. And like, he seemed like a really cool person.
Yeah.
And then, the conversation was so easy and so fun. And I felt the same way that I was sitting there. That was like, wow, this feels like I'm meeting with an old friend.
Yeah.
And like, we're having just such an easy, fun conversation. And then, with dating, like you get a little fearful that it's like, oh boy, what are we going to do?
Are we on the same page?
Yeah, what's going to happen? So I think we were talking about like honesty, and then he was like, as a segue, he was like, speaking of being honest, and then he was like, I see this as like a friendship. Do you? Which was so nice because I feel like when you say that most of the time, like after the date, it's not true if both people really think it or, but I was literally like, I would hang out again. It's just
For sure.
like, I don't know how to So it was so cool because once we had that conversation, got the bill, we stayed and kept talking because it was like the pressure was gone. I was like, I'm just hanging out with like my good friend Alex.
Right.
You know?
That's very reassuring.
Yeah.
Because it's totally true. Sometimes when you do go on a date and you're like, this could be a friend, like you do feel more of that vibe. But if it isn't really called out until like text exchanges later, how do you hang out from there? But then you all were able to like still have a connection and chit chat after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you liked my snappy segue, by the way.
I did. I loved it.
I listened to that. I'm like, oh God, Alex. But yeah, no, once I made that segue, and then there was like a release of any pressure. Not that I felt like there was a pressure in the room, but if there
always
was,
is a little. Yeah.
Just a little. However little and insignificant it might have been, it was gone. And yeah, we did just hang out. Bill
it was so cool.
Drinking water for like at least, it felt like another 45 minutes or something. And
yeah,
then we just exchanged all these production horror stories and talking about films and actors and Sam Levinson and
Yes, we feel the same way about Euphoria, which is that's how I know he's a good person.
You know he's good.
We're all, you know, it's like the drugs. You all get high on season one, and then season two, you kind of come down from the drug, and it's like, oh, this is not as good. Yeah,
I never felt it. I never got high. Ooh. I hated it from the get.
Yeah, okay. Jesse was.
I liked season one, but
very angry.
Well,
about
we didn't talk about
one.
That.
let's just talk about
it's
Euphoria
okay.
for the rest of
you
the podcast.
Ended up at the same place, and that's what's important. No. Indeed. I would also add about Euphoria, but I have not watched it. For the very reason that Jesse was like screaming about how much he hated it in the first season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, not for me. I'm not going to do it. No.
Spreading the gospel.
Right. Now, I am so impressed that you did make that segue and that you called it out. Is that something that you try to do more? Or was this like one of the first times you've just called it out in the moment because it felt comfortable and easy to?
I think this was something that kind of evolved into being better at doing.
Yeah.
When I first started seriously dating, I was like many people. And I think there are more than a handful of dates where there might have not have been the connection.
Yeah.
And there was no follow up after. And there was just a politeness at the end. But you both kind of knew. And there is something to be said. Like, people have that implicit understanding. You don't always need to vocalize it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there are also other, I've been on the other side, like everybody, where it's like I've been on some dates and like, oh, I really like this girl, but she wasn't feeling a connection. And then the more you date and the more relationships you have from those dates or not, you begin to learn telltale signs and just you read the energy in the room. And I've considered myself pretty good at that. And I think for a while I just was ignoring it because dating is a whole different landscape than like reading a typical room. And there is pressure, like Jesse said. So yeah, this became a thing where it's like, it's 2022. You know, we're all going through this crazy pandemic.
Right.
I did a lot of pandemic dating, some good, some bad, with various like lengths and ends and all that. And even before right before the pandemic hit, I'm like, I had a date with some girl and I was just telling them towards the end, I did the same thing that I did with Jesse.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, like, this is really going well. You're fun to drink with. You have a good energy. You're obviously a cool person. I don't really think but we're either of us are really feeling each other. Like, am I wrong in saying that? And then she agrees. And I always try and pose it as a gentle kind of question.
Of course.
Because I think there's probably an aggressive way somebody could
for
put that
out
there.
For sure.
And a mean.
I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah. I don't really want to sleep with you.
Yeah. That might hurt a little.
Yeah.
Even if they're feeling the same way. But yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. So thankfully that's not happened on the date. But it might have happened like in the awkwardness that's not said. And maybe that's why people don't want to hurt each other's feelings, you know, especially now. But when I was sitting there with Jesse, 2022, and I'm just like, why would I even do anything different?
Right.
Like, you know, I'm going to tell her because it's there. I'm 95% sure. And I could have been wrong. I don't think, but obviously I wasn't.
Yeah.
And once she agreed, it was like, the lighting kind of changed in the room and everything was lighter and it was such a relaxing, easy conversation. And you mentioned that it was like talking to an old friend. That's kind of the same vibe I got. And I could maybe count barely on one hand the amount of dates or interactions I've had with people in general that went that way, where it's like, this is there's an energy here that's a little different, but this is just better in a way, because it's like, there's an honest way you got to it. And I'm not saying dating isn't honest. That's not what I mean. But like,
it adds a whole, there are all these elements to it where it's like, I want to show my best self and am I cool? And am I, you know, it's like,
there's so many complexities to it that you two obviously know and I know. And
That's very, it's so tricky because the, I battle with the honesty in the moment. I'm trying to be better, Alex. I really am.
We're all trying to be better.
We're all trying to be better. But I think it's just so ingrained in me just to like make the other person feel okay and good. And then doesn't matter, like step on. But there have been many times. Actually, I will say my my date back in the fall, my lady date in the fall, we now chit chat. Yeah. And that did come from like texting the next day. Like, okay, this was friend. But it wasn't in the moment. It was texting the next day. But
I always think like I consider it the nicest thing to do. Like I used to be like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And then I'm like, I think it's so kind to not have the person wonder or like,
you
know, when you are on a date and maybe you are trying to give signals of like, I'm not feeling it. And then they do send a text and you're like, oh, no, like
now
I have to do it. And now I feel terrible. So it's like such a I mean, I try to be like, this is a mercy kill. Like when I felt that way where I, you know, when I really like someone, I'm like, God, please don't text me for 2 weeks and then just fade away. Just fucking tell me.
Tell me
you're
now.
You're not into it. Cool. Fine.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. Yeah, it reminds me of a date that I had. I mean, at this point, what, 3 years ago, maybe? And I thought it was like, wasn't the best gelling, but we got along. It was like, okay.
Doc? Who?
No, I don't even know if we had a name for him.
Wow.
That's
a real blip.
That's how old.
Time.
The nameless date.
A nameless. Indeed. But remember, he lived in like Long Island City or whatever. And then I was like, okay, I think like maybe we can, because of course we were like, let's see each other again. Great. We did like a quick peck, I think. And hug, which, you know, you would think if maybe there's more chemistry, more would happen, but also respect. So
respect.
It was like, I was like, okay. So then I was like, well, I'm going to text.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'd love to see you again. He was like, great, let's do that. But like, not moving the ball forward. And finally I was like, hey, can you just let me know? And finally he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong impression. I was like,
right.
Like we could have been done with this that night.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Totally.
And I've been in that position right where you've been before.
Yeah.
Like who hasn't, where it's like you have a date and you feel an energy and sometimes like you're pursued or you are pursuing and then you find out you get that text that it does feel like a confidence killer at least, at the least of anything. And it's like, oh man, like, yeah, this is rough. And then you reevaluate, like, what did I do on the date? What didn't I do? What did I say wrong? What, you know, blah, blah. And then you run yourself mad.
Yeah.
And I think it's like part of it comes from being like, am I crazy? Like, didn't I think the signals were there?
Yeah.
So, again, a mercy kill because you're like making sure the person feels they're like, oh, OK, there's no like thinking back and wondering if I what did I misread?
Right.
You know,
I think. I just learned to want to be, especially recognizing my privilege as a cis male, to be like, no, like I should be one of the guys who can be out there and just tell the person gently that that's happening, because I could be wrong in saying that as a woman, you're also trying to avoid that kind of moment because you don't know
it's
how guys might react, especially in New York City.
It's very true.
In terms of like letting them down, quote unquote, easy.
Yeah.
Some dudes, you know, could be erratic or just like you don't know how they're going to react in general. So,
I
don't want to lead anybody on in terms of that. And once it happened to me once or twice, I realized, OK, then the position flipped later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I feel like I'm leading her on. I don't want to do that. I cannot do this again because I felt bad. And
that's a weird
I've not turned back.
Because it's like. If there's something being unspoken, no one feels good about it, right? You feel like you're leading them on, but you're dodging, like, you're dodging the ask out for the next one or the hangout. And then it's like, I mean, yeah. Some would just ghost, which also is just shitty. But
yeah,
because it's like, okay, now can like we please that. Be more honest, you know? But
yeah,
that's yeah, whatever. Okay, so let me ask you this. You said you've been more seriously dating, if you will, for the last few years, whatever. What do you look for when you're looking? Do you mainly use Hinge? Or are you on others?
I'm on other apps, but Hinge has been the one that's been, I think, the most rewarding.
Yeah.
It's led to relationships. It's led to a series of dates, which didn't blossom into a relationship, but went to a good extent. Yeah. Or
you met up, actually.
Yeah. I find it's more relationship oriented. Obviously, like Tinder has a certain reputation. Even Bumble arguably does. Yeah. Although Bumble, I think, is awful right now, but that's just me. I'm not going to rant about it.
We think that too.
Yeah, they changed.
Hate Bumble.
Can we talk about Bumble for like a second? Yeah. They changed out their pricing to even see who's swiping right on you. And, it's, and not like 20, 30 a month. I think it's like 70 to see.
Okay, you stop. That's crazy.
That's the pricing now. And this is real thing. And I'm glad we're on a dating podcast slamming it because I think it's ridiculous.
No, that's insane.
In a pandemic economy, also the war-torn earth right now.
I know, right?
Ask people to pay that much for Bumble just to see you could swipe right on
you. Oh, is that just for the men?
I don't. I
or is
well,
it, I haven't been
it
on.
Was, right? Let's make this harder for the guys.
I know, right?
No, I don't know if it's just
I mean,
for
that
men.
Would that would be crazy because then that's also making it a binary thing. But it's like I'm curious. I haven't been on in a while. Jesse, you've been on recently. Or
well,
ish,
I was,
more recent than I am.
Yeah, I think I was on for like 2 weeks. My thing with Bumble, but I refuse to pay. I just am like, no, you haven't shown me anything. I feel like Bumble is Republicans, and that's my theory on it. It's a lot of guys that I see that are golfing and tennis, and I'm like, I guess I don't pay for that.
I think you can do that for free, but I'm not sure. Anymore.
Maybe I get two, and if I do, I definitely did it. But regardless, people
there's
don't have it, and then I would figure out down the line,
right?
Like,
or you get on
a little
the
more.
And
you
they
vote
start, like,
for
talking about, like January 6th was really cool.
Yeah. Their new favorite holiday,
right? So
a lot of polo shirts. She has
too
said
many
before.
Polos.
Lots. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, we got off topic about Bumble.
No. Listen, we're happy to slam it.
We love.
But yeah, Hinge has obviously been our favorite in terms of like actually return on investment, and investment being like time or whatever. You know, people seem more relationship oriented, like you said.
Yeah. No, absolutely, it has. And I've been on a bunch of them over the years, but those have been like. It's always been Hinge and Bumble. I mean, there are some others that people try.
Of course.
Coffee Meets Bagel. There's a new one called Thursday, which is ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, we both signed up, but we also are not active on it because it's one day and we can't remember.
It's one day and you got to be ready. You're just like, wait
I
a
can't.
Second.
It's a lot of pressure. And in my experience, I don't know. If I'm a woman, I'm matching with a dude like that day. He as hot as he might be or cool as he might seem in his little bio and his prompts. I really hope he's not like a sociopath or something because I'm gonna meet this guy that night. And
right.
You don't know. And I
or you
go
have
other
to
ways.
Like, I mean, I haven't used it. I've just like looked at it, but I mean, or you'd have to like exchange phone numbers or something. Right. To then like take it off for another day. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's wild. I just jumped on it like a week ago and had some good conversations with two women until it really dawned on me, it's raining horribly outside tonight, so I'm not going out anyway. I have other plans, but I think the idea behind this app is you meet that day, like you said.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going out there though. And then the conversation kind of died down. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. That was an interesting experiment, but I think I'm good. I don't really need
it's
to be
a weird thing.
Spearheading this. And then both women messaged me their numbers like right before, because when 12 a.m. Friday hits,
stop it.
Your matches disappear. Like they are gone. Okay. You cannot look at the conversations, photos, nothing. And so there's a pressure to get contact information that day or meet up that day. And I don't
Did
know.
You meet up eventually?
I suppose, you know, theoretically, if you exchange contacts and keep in contact, you could meet up like that weekend, but then you're not doing Thursday.
Right.
You're not doing Thursday right.
You're not keeping the gimmick. I don't know. It's
I would like to suggest to Thursday that because I know they're listening to our hot takes at all times. But I think that if you already match with someone, you should still have that accessibility. You just can't look at new people. Right? Like, that would make sense.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't hate the idea of, like, I wish it weren't only Thursday. I like the idea of, like, getting on and being like, it's tonight or bust. Like, it could be a Monday when you get on and you do have it free and you're like,
you're saying it, user's choice. But then that means you have to match up with someone else that says today or bust on that.
Correct. Exactly. That is correct. That's hard. What I'm saying. But I do think that sometimes it's like you're in the mood to be like, let's do it today. Like, yeah. I don't know. But yeah. I have another question, actually. Okay, are the way you message, are you the same when you're on Tinder versus Hinge? Like, are you,
good question.
It's like, we all know what Tinder is, so it's like, are you a little different?
Am
I different between Tinder and Hinge? Or,
yeah.
I would say that, you read the room, you read the energy.
Read the room.
Even in a dating app conversation. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there are telltale signs, I think.
Yeah.
When you're conversing with a would-be suitor or companion.
A would-be suitor, I love it.
I think she just wants to bang. And then there are others where it's like, no, okay, she wants to take her time. She's been spending a lot of time indoors because of the pandemic, and she's just starting dating now. And there's others like, no, like, we can meet up and we can chill and we can see what happens. Like, but reading the different energies of who you're talking to, I think that's where it really all begins. And then you can build from there with the confidence and bring in bits about yourself and blah, blah.
So I think the initial conversation is such a tricky one, no matter, like, just initiating dialogue of any sort. So obviously you're going to read the room a little bit to see, but do you have like go-to opening lines?
Yeah.
Or do you have go-to, like, when people send you a particular opening line, you're like,
Well, it depends. So as a male, I'm the one most of the time leading the conversation. Right. And on Bumble, I think that might be one of the only apps, as far as I know, that women are the first messengers.
Yeah.
And that has very mixed results sometimes. And sometimes you get a hi. Sometimes you get something like, it's all about like what you're putting on the profile that people can respond to, a photo, a funny thing, a joke, a prompt, or something, right? You want to put some part of your personality out there and in your photos that somebody can respond to in some way. That's the whole act. So with Hinge, like, I try and find something to comment on that is either attractive in a photo, attractive about the personality, attractive in like terms of how they wrote the joke, or sometimes like I'll look on some profiles, I'm like, this person is really witty and I like the effort they put into this profile. Yeah. Sometimes there's a little too much effort, like too much information. Like, okay, I don't want to do all this reading. Not yet until like we have a vibe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what you said to me.
Oh, I was like, what's she doing? And we don't have to say it out loud, but I do.
I mean, she can. I
was about to say, it's up to you.
I don't know if it was like top five approaches or anything, but.
No, it was good. So, Claire told me, my audio message on there, which is like, I like go into that thing where I'm like, took a turn. And Claire was like, it's very you, but I think you should re-record it. And I was like, well, if it's very me, I don't know if I should re-record it. Like, I want to see how it does.
Right.
And so he did respond to it. This was a journey. All here for the goofiness and laughing at oneself, especially in these crazy times.
That's a wonderful message.
Nice? Wow, thanks.
And then
guys.
He said, how long have you been your goofy self living out here in Astoria?
Well, look at that. That's
like
good.
Two questions in one right there.
Nailed it.
You
he
nailed
really
it
did.
Though. Look at that.
You see, and he liked something that Claire said was too much.
Oh man, I defied Claire.
I think what I did, so I said, it is very you.
Yeah. And that's and
but
that's,
if you want to tighten it up, just like tighten it up. Exactly. I did.
But
say
see,
it
was
like
natural.
That.
The problem is it was natural. You can't tighten up again because it wouldn't be natural.
It's like a happy accident. You just recorded it.
Right.
You probably had an idea and then you just went with it. That's
I
kind
did.
Of what it felt like.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I was like, I'm going to do it in one take. And then I said, interesting.
And I'm moving on.
And then I thought, well, I shouldn't redo it and make it like polished and perfect. I'm not that.
No.
One take, Jesse.
One take, Jesse.
I know.
Absolutely. That is funny. I did forget about that.
So that's a really good opening line. So you don't have like a, because I'm not going to lie. When I do open, I guess I either do one of two. I used to do Skittles or M&Ms.
Yeah.
Which is, I think sometimes I would lead it off with like, this is going to be a deal breaker for me, dot, dot, dot. Like Skittles. I think it is cute. And thank you for saying that. And the correct answer obviously is M&Ms. And everybody knows that.
Yeah. M&Ms.
And course. Then, but recently I've been saying, what's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
That's a good one.
And that's
I like
because
that.
That's my happy place. I like place. That. Yeah.
And there's so many.
So many. Who so doesn't many. Love? If you don't like Robin Williams, I simply
get
can't.
Out. Get out. Yeah.
Get out of here.
And you learn a lot by the responses. If someone says 1 hour photo, it's like, oh, well.
That's what
I
was saying. Yes, I was like, oh my God, I love 1 hour photo. That was so good.
I saw it recently. It was so really busy. Underrated. I'm mad I missed it for like 10
so
years.
So good.
Oh, the famous cat has finally cameoed.
Yes. Charlie, he's coming in. Hello.
But Charlie's eyes are incredible.
They are crazy teal. Yeah, yeah. It's like reflective.
Like staring into another universe.
It really is. I get
That's
lost
sweet.
In them. no, but do you have, you don't have a like a go-to if something doesn't catch? Because sometimes it's like you see a profile and it's like, okay, there could, but there's nothing that's really like sticking out that I can make a comment on or something, you know?
Sometimes that is like, reading the energy that they put into that profile themselves.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That might be the same on their Bumble or Tinder if they're also on other apps. You're quickly realizing what the idea they're transmitting out there. And some of it is like more overtly flirtatious and sexual and leaning towards probably just a hookup.
Right.
And then there are others where it's like, no, there's clearly information put out here in some way, shape, or form that's meant to attract conversation and build it. And build a connection. So I guess, it's a case by case thing for me.
Yeah.
Do I have things that like I know might work, like the candy comparison Jesse made?
Right.
Yeah, those things are funny. Like you want to do something cute, like favorite karaoke song. There are also ones that are very trite, which I'm sure favorite karaoke song is like one or like
that's
I know when
one.
It's time to delete the app. And then their answer is like when I meet you or something.
I know.
So,
I'd see that one a lot. I'm like, I can't.
There's some where it's like this is the default answer. Y'all did not put any effort. But
no effort.
Applause for not putting any effort.
I know. It's true. You showed up kind of.
Yeah. The bare minimum. Or you complain about the app and your prompts. I'm like, okay, none of us really like being on this either.
No.
Right.
But we're all here. So let's just
why are you bringing that negativity to your profile? You've already so much. You have this beautiful photo of you on top of this mountain.
Right.
And you're smiling unironically, like you really accomplished something. But then your next prompt is like, I don't actually like being here. It's like, well, I don't know where you are.
My favorite when I see it's typically guys are like, I don't want any drama. I don't want drama or whatever. I'm like, and
drama free.
Drama
free. You are drama.
Good vibes.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm like, what fucking mess do you bring with you?
Okay. I know. I'll fall for you if you trip me. And I'm always like, I can't.
Don't say that. That's a bad one. That's a bad one.
I will trip you.
I will.
How about that?
Watch me. And I'll push you.
That's right.
Well, we're going to wrap up, but I would like to hear.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Like, do you have, are you looking for relationship, partner? What type of person? Do you have thoughts around that? I'm always curious just to see what people say.
Yeah, I had a series of relationships over the pandemic and they taught me an immense amount in terms of what I was looking for, what I thought I was looking for.
Yeah.
And then eventually building like a more surefire image overall. But what I've learned also is just in that, like I can be, Jesse and I both work in production. So it's kind of like being on set. You can have a plan, but you also have to be prepared to improvise a little bit if things don't exactly go the way I just noticed the cat and Jesse.
Yeah. Winnie got jealous. She got very jealous. She heard us talking about Charlie. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
And so I think what I found, what I'm looking for can be fluid, but there are certainly some things like that, I think more relationship minded at this point, but also if there's a girl and she just wants to hook up, I'm And if I'm into that for a little bit, I might be.
We gotta be open
to that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, it's living. Right. Makes sense.
It is a living.
And times are crazy and times are tough.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just need to hook up a little bit.
Just need some physical. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Physicality. And if both parties are, of course, consensual about it, then, like, yeah, why not?
Why not?
And if that turns into something else, great. But I can't go into something like that expecting it to turn into a relationship, because that's probably not going to be the thing. Otherwise, you become this, like, 500 Days of Summer protagonist.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you have this whole conception of how it's going to be, but you completely miss, like, the key dialogue and moments that were put in front of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, they told you exactly where their boundaries were and what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow those, that's when things get confusing and one person gets more attached than the other or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I'm just looking for some kind of adventure in someone and that relationship and the spark. I know now when I see it, when I don't, and that has made me a little bit more careful and pragmatic about when I'm on the date.
Mm-hmm.
And respecting the person's time and mine. But obviously when we're going on a date, the first date especially, we're open to, like, what could happen. We might have hopes and thoughts, but, like, it's also about, like, the more dates you go on, you're respecting your own time first and foremost. So if you're on that date and the person's being disrespectful, or they think January 6th is like a national holiday or something, then it's like, okay, yeah, I'm not, you know, I'll pay my side of this check, but, like, I'm leaving with some dignity and I'll be polite and kill them with kindness on the way out, but I'm not sticking around here.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't, like, had a bad date in a long time that's, like, ever gone that route, but I've had dates where there weren't connections.
Yeah.
So when, I mean, I know I sound kind of trite and recycled here, but, like, I think it's, like, when you find that energy, you feel it in the room. I think first dates have a lot of pressure in general as well, because you're just, like, feeling each other out and you're really hoping for that spark. And sometimes I've had relationships start after a first date where the first date was okay and there was something there, but there wasn't anything great. But then the more dates, something really blossomed and developed and we found that one thing that really connected us. So it's tough. I don't know if I have the answer in terms of, like, exactly what I'm looking for, because
I think that's good. That I think that the more specific, the more limited we are, right? In, like, being open to options and possibilities.
He's open.
Exactly. And I think obviously boundaries are very important, and all of us have.
Listen to this. This is so great. Like, I really feel like Alex is, like, first of all, I'm like, what a great, like, first of all, resident, like, guy to talk to. I'm like, I'll find you your wife. You know what I mean?
I was about to say,
like, I'll find you your wife.
We have friends, Alex.
Don't
we have friends. Also, I have a proposition.
And he's a interesting. I was gonna say he does production. I'm like, what's so cool is that, like, you know?
Yes,
I'm just, I, like, even the way you sound right now, I hope every girl listening is, like, clapping.
Yes.
You know?
Well, we know they are. Absolutely. They are.
But I can barely hear my own voice with all the applause.
I know. It's really hard. It is hard. My proposition is that on Thursday, the Thursday dating app posts a bar where singles people are.
Yeah.
I say one Thursday, the three of us hit the town.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
We'll be
it.
Your wing women.
We will. Yeah. We'll wing you, man.
Yeah.
And I'll be the wing man.
There we go.
Have you ever winged a woman?
That's
I've
hard.
Had wings with women. I don't think I've ever winged a woman.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm like, as a woman, I think it's very easy to wing a man.
Yeah.
Probably.
You
yeah.
just go to the bathroom where you're like, hey.
Much easier,
I've heard stories of, like, friends telling me, like, oh, yeah, we all went to this bar and then we played the game. We're like, okay, there's this dude, you know, me and this other girl liked. Let's approach him and, like, just trying pickups. And it's a whole different thing. And,
it's so funny you say that, Alex. We've said that we were going to do that, and then we can't do it. When we get...
We get nervous.
It's terrifying.
We get nervous.
I get really nervous.
And then we're like, no one's here for us. No. As it's like, absolutely not. No one's attractive. When in fact, there are plenty of, like, wonderful people, but we're just like, no, we can't do it.
We're like devising a rationale to get out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
But in him.
But that would be fun. I feel like Alex would be great to do that with. And
absolutely.
Also, I know.
I appreciate you guys. All right. I think you would do great as well.
That's the correct answer. Thank you, Alex. Alex, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to be a part of your show and this journey you guys are on with this podcast. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, bless you.
I know.
I tell you. And I hope I get to meet you in person soon when we go out and hit the town.
Yeah, yeah. Thursday bar raid or whatever.
Love
Let's go. Yay. And thank you for being my new friend.
Yay, Mr. New Friend. Or Mr. Friend.
Mr. Friend.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh.
Right?
Is Alex my new favorite person?
He's my best friend.
He's your best friend. Honestly,
I really like you can just see how you'd want to like if you're hanging out with someone like that, you're like, I want to spend more time with
more
this person. He's just so honest and kind and nice. And like I said, it's really refreshing to find male energy like that.
Yeah.
It made me hopeful. Like it made me.
Yeah.
You know, like I really just think he's a great person. And
yeah.
I you don't want to come off too strong even as a friend, but I'm like, you need to be.
But I'm obsessed.
But be my friend for life, you
right,
know?
Right, right. He will be in my wedding party. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
No, yeah. He was great. And it was so nice for him to come on. And
I'm glad he hates Bumble, too. I've had an empty year with Bumble, but I love the idea of us all going out together.
Honestly, I love the idea of that.
He just seems like he has such a great male perspective on things sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. He's a great guy.
Super fun. And listen, we do have friends.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
we'll
keep in our mind. And also like if we go out, we can vet for him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I will set this man up with a great girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will do
we're on it.
But he better do it back. You know what I mean?
She says with a threatening tone.
No, but I just like, yeah, it's really exciting that way. And I miss that about having like a guy friend, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So he seems awesome. Well, I'm just excited.
Well, I'm so thankful he came on and chit-chatted.
I'm so thankful.
I'm so thankful. For sure. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, the question remains, do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But sometimes it's a friendship.
It absolutely is.
And isn't
what
that nice,
fun.
Too?
And that's really just like a blessing. Yeah.